Now, one way this hectic political season is playing out is on television, in particular, sports channels. The coming months will be heaven for armchair sports junkies. Baseball, the Olympics, then college and pro football. And as NPR's Brian Naylor tells us, viewers can expect to see a lot more politics alongside the play-by-play.
This is SportsCenter.
Along with the highlights, the trade rumors, and news of misbehaving athletes, viewers of ESPN's SportsCenter program are in store for a dose of politics, or at least political ads. The popular sports network says it will start selling some of its commercial time to candidates who wish to advertise in local markets rather than with cable's usual national audience. Ed Earhart, ESPN's president of sales, says his network is a good fit for politicians.
Sports has become so culturally relevant, and the live nature of the programming has made what we happen to have at ESPN very attractive to the advertising community across all kinds of products. And those concepts would be applicable to political candidates as well during this particular time.
Along with SportsCenter, political ads will also appear in the network's lineup of college and NFL football games starting this fall. Those games should prove irresistible to candidates looking to reach a wide swath of voters, especially traditionally hard-to-reach young white males, says Ken Goldstein, president of the ad tracking firm Kantar Media CMAG.
If you're looking for white males in battleground states, football is a very, very good way to reach them. You know, think about battleground states in the Midwest, like an Ohio or a Wisconsin. What's it worth to be on an Ohio State-Wisconsin football game in the fall just before the presidential election? I think the answer is a lot.
ESPN is not the only network that will be mixing sports and politics in the upcoming days. The Summer Olympics will also be a popular venue. The Obama campaign has announced plans to spend $5.5 million on ads during NBC's Olympics coverage and Restore Our Future, a super PAC that backs Republican Mitt Romney, announced a $7 million Olympics ad buy. The Obama campaign has also been advertising during baseball. This ad ran during a recent Washington Nationals game, presumably aimed at female voters in the northern suburbs of Virginia, a swing state.
Every woman who believes decisions about our bodies and our health care should be our own is troubled Mitt Romney supports overturning Roe v. Wade. Romney,
while trying to sell a candidate during a time when viewers are looking to escape into the world of sports may seem counterintuitive, in practical terms, it makes sense for candidates. Michael Franz is a professor of government at Bowdoin College.
Regular viewers of sports tend to be those types of voters who turn out in higher numbers than viewers of other types of genres. And so in the case of the Olympics, for example, not only will regular Americans who are not sports enthusiasts be watching, but obviously sports enthusiasts will be watching closely. And that type of regular sports viewer is someone who regularly turns out to vote in high numbers.
Another advantage of sports programming, it's usually watched live, meaning viewers aren't able to fast forward past a commercial, assuming they remain in the room and aren't making a trip to the refrigerator or elsewhere. But candidates might be advised not to run their standard attack ads during a game. ESPN's Earhart says his network has found that in advertising during sports, context is key.
If you have a theme to your advertising that might involve an athlete, might involve a sport, might involve competition, etc., all of our research shows that those ads tend to perform better. If the advertising that a political candidate would do on ESPN is thought out and is creatively relevant within that context, I do believe it will be more effective rather than it just being the same advertising they're running everywhere.
So, with the upcoming blitz of political ads on sports programs, the phrase, "here's the pitch," takes on a whole new meaning. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.